Welcome to this class of Esoteric Astrology today. Before we start the actual subject, let us consider some of the basic points regarding the development, the evolution, the point where exactly the human being is born on this Mother Earth. Before we deal with this, there are two points that are also to be considered. That is, one is, in secret doctrine we find the creation of the universe and the creation of the man. Is it very necessary that we should know the creation of the universe and the creation of the man? Is there any relationship between these two? Why should we know the creation of the universe? Suppose there are so many planets. Our solar system consists of Sun, Moon, Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, and unknown planets who are not known to us are in total known and unknown comes to 33. Of these 33, we are mainly concerned with 7. Everybody knows that there are 7 rays in the sun's rays, 7 groups of people that are living on this earth, and 7 colors, 7 sounds, all are divided into 7, 7, 7, and man is also having 7 planes of consciousness, 7 types of planes, and 7 types of matter. They are called in Telugu Saptadhatu. like blood, bone marrow, muscles, skin, etc., etc., all comes to seven. And suppose a person starts any program. For that, he should have a complete picture what to achieve, what to do, how to achieve, how to execute his plan. Everything he conceives before going into the action. Likewise, the creator who created the universe, who created so many solar systems, galaxies, and so on and so forth, who created all this, had a clear-cut plan, a clear-cut purpose, a clear-cut understanding of his executing the plan. We should know that the creation started with the aid of sound. Sound creates space and light creates time. So before creation there is no time, before creation there is no space. If there is a space and if there is time, and there is creation. So if we go beyond, if we imagine what is beyond this creation, we find nothing. There is only one. Ekoham. Ekoham means I am one. That is the state before creation, and that state is also can be experienced by an individual on this planet Earth by progressive steps of spiritual practices that are being given by masters of wisdom. Before we try to understand various types of sadhanas, various types of practices that are given by masters of wisdom to understand ourselves, to go from one plane, to achieve our consciousness development, we should know first of all what is the purpose of this creation. For that, we should understand that this is created by Shabda Parabrahman, that is Om, Omkar. And the Om is consisting of three letters, A, U, Ma, or A, U, M. There is a saying that this Om can be uttered in 108 varieties of intonations. We can prolong A, we can prolong U, we can prolong M, or we can equally distribute A, U, Ma, or we can distribute, we can utter it in low voice, we can utter it in the middle, that is middle level means normal voice, we can utter it in high pitch, like that. 108 types of that. Why we are discussing this means, in every solar system there is hidden that purpose for which that solar system is created. Previous solar system is created to develop activity. Now the present solar system in which we are living, which consists of thousands of lakhs of thousands of years, is, and its purpose is unfoldment of the consciousness. Unfoldment of consciousness is the purpose of this particular solar system. Before we understand this particular sentence, we should also try to understand what is that word consciousness. Consciousness comes when two other things meet. That is, suppose we have one refrigerator in our house, or we have AC unit in our house, and the electricity is also passing, is also existing, but unless we press the button to start AC or fridge, both don't work, both do not work. And if they start working, it gives cool breeze both in the AC or in the refrigerator. Suppose we on TV, we can see pictures, we can hear sounds. Otherwise, there is no picture, there is no sound, there is no cool breeze. Why? The current, when we switch it on, when we press the switch on, passes through that particular matter, particular instrument, particular AC unit or refrigerator or TV, which gives a particular type of consciousness. Consciousness depends on the circuit it has. TV has its own circuit. AC has its own circuit. And the fridge has its own circuit. Likewise, the consciousness manifests according to the circuit that is the particular matter is having. You can understand this very well by seeing the table which consists of various elements like oxygen, nitrogen and so many things, wherein we find the atomic number, atomic weight, the electronics number, number of electrons that are circulating in the orbitals, everything. In chemistry we find this in a table. Likewise, if the electrons are 6, it is carbon. If the electrons are 12, we call something. If the electrons are 8, we call something. Like that, like that, like that. Because of the change of electrons, whether they are in the outer orbitals or in the orbitals, and according to the shape it has, we have different characteristics of matter manifesting through that configuration, through that shape. It is all periodic table, we find it. In the periodic table, we find all these things. In chemistry, we find all these things. Why we are dealing with that means, we are now trying to understand what is consciousness. A savage, a servant, may not know what you are doing in a office where we work with NASA. He is also a person, he is also a human being. According to the modern theory of some particular ism, all are equal. All men are equal. All men and women are equal. That is a statement which is half truth. The truth is, we are all human beings and we are all one in the sense that we have bodies and we have same qualities of muscles, nerves, skin, hair, nails, bones, bone marrow, etc., etc., etc. But if we go still deeper, we find that though the blood of everybody is red, it is different. One body's food is poison to another body. A person's food is poison to another person. Like that, a person's blood is poison to another person if the blood group is not similar, if the blood group is not compatible. But on the surface, to the naked eye, it appears to be red and the blood is same in each and every human being the blood is red, but it is not the case like that. The consciousness of any individual is different from another individual because of his mental caliber, because of his desires, because of his ambitions, because of his wishes, because of his instincts, because of his intellect, because of his aims. It doesn't depend on the physical structure. The consciousness never depends on the physical body. It depends entirely on the mental and vital bodies. That is the important thing. That is the, what is that? The mental and the vital, and in somewhat the etheric also constitutes the important thing which determines the consciousness. The energy that is flowing from the I am in everybody. I am means the God in every individual. I am means, please remember that whenever you say I am, you are speaking that I am means I am God manifesting in this particular body. So whenever you speak I am, please remember that the God in me is speaking. So if we remember this, we never say I am not healthy, I am poor, I am weak, I am dejected, I am depressed, I am defeated. All these are negative terms to the marvelous expression of God. So the entire sadhana depends first it is the remembrance that you are God. The first and foremost thing you have to remember every time that you are God working through this body, which consists of Bhu, Bhuvaha and Svaha. That is, Bhu means physical, Bhuvaha means your vital, Svaha means your mental and higher mental. These three when combined together constitutes the circuit which determines the consciousness of any individual. Like that, the entire solar system also has its own mental, its own vital, its own etheric, which determines the circuit, which in turn determines the level of consciousness, the point of consciousness. Thus, we should understand that each and every person is having a consciousness, whether it is mass consciousness, whether it is individual consciousness, whether it is group consciousness, it is consciousness. And the same is also existing in the solar system, and each and every solar system, like our solar system, there are another 11 solar systems, which makes in total 12 solar systems, which continuously pour down energies to the people of four planets. One among that is our Earth also. There are another three planets which also receive this type of energies and develop, but they may not be people like human beings on this Earth. For example, there are people on Mars, there are people on Shukra, that is Venus, and there are people on one more planet which I am now not able to recollect. So first of all, what we should understand is the purpose of the solar system is expansion of consciousness, and for that we should worship. What we should worship, whom we should worship means, because the sun is the head for the solar system, and his purpose is to expand consciousness, we should worship sun. To worship sun, we should follow the sun's part, and the sun is having three types of bodies like us, like we are having. That is physical sun, heart of the sun, and spiritual sun. These are all called Tripada again. So Tripada again comes to Gayatri. When we chant Gayatri, we receive three types of energies from the sun. But to understand all these things, first of all, we should have a sensitivity. Sensitivity to what? Sensitivity to desires, sensitivity to our wishes, sensitivity to our plans, sensitivity to our own development? No, not at all. Every individual who is aspiring for his expansion of consciousness in this particular period of time should know that there is a plan that is being given out to the people of this earth through Master's wisdom in various points of time, from time to time. His sensitivity is towards that plan. His sensitivity is to achieve by whatever cost that plan. His sensitivity is to know the plan. His sensitivity is to know, understand, and execute the plan. For that, one should have sensitivity to his own environment, where he is living, where he is getting his daily bread and butter, where he is working. Sensitivity to his environment. Environment, everybody knows, it is most common word indicating that the place where we are dwelling, the place where we are working, the place where we are staying, like that. The environment, if the environment is good, our mind is also very pleasant. If the environment is bad, suppose there is epidemic in the nearby surroundings, and we should never feel comfortable. We can never feel comfortable because the environment is not congenial. The environment is not good for healthy living. So we are sensitive to a particular aspect of the environment. Likewise, there is sensitivity to environment. Some people cannot see the sufferings of other people who are suffering from leprosy, from TB, from recent times it is more of cancer and AIDS. All these sufferings are very much prevailing in our modern society because of so many reasons, but a person who is sensitive will respond to that and try to elevate people from their sufferings. One such great person is Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, who invented homeopathy to elevate people's sufferings in the 19th century. Even after 200 years, even after passing two centuries or more, homeopathy still holds good to cure any type of disease, including swine flu, HIV, anything. The only thing is they should give the entire picture to the doctor. That is that Dr. Samuel Hahnemann had a sensitivity towards his environment, and he tried to elevate the sufferings of the people. That is a sensitivity. Next, sensitivity to will, wish, desire of their own personality, their own nationality, their own pride, like Hitler, like Mussolini, like Stalin. They are also have a sensitivity, but in a wrong direction. And the third one is a sensitivity towards soul. Those who are hearing this class are already sensitive to their own soul. That is, I am not this body. I am, and I am having this body, which consists of mental, vital, and physical bodies. That is sensitivity to soul. So there is a purpose, and I want to achieve that purpose in this lifetime. Maybe our own sensitivity to our own soul. Next is comes God-man. God-man means like our Prabhupada Gurudev, who know, who realized that he is an incarnation of God, like Sri Rama, Sri Krishna, like that he is also an incarnation of the divine as Nishkalanka Prajnavatara. And his sensitivity is, that means the avatar also has a sensitivity towards the environment in his own outlook. That is, he strives to condition the environment in relation to the divine plan and purpose. There are two things. First is, he strives to condition the environment. Because of this only, our Parampuji Gurudev started Vatavarana Kalushya Nivaranartham. That is, atmosphere, purification of the atmosphere that is prevailing nowadays in the entire world. Purification of the atmosphere is a very big challenge. Because of that, he started, for that he started Gayatri Yajna. Yajna, when conducted, purifies the atmosphere. It starts closing that gap where that ozone layer, where there are holes. Those holes are being closed to some extent because of the yajnas, Gayatri yajnas being conducted, which are being given by Parampuja Gurudev. And it is that sensitivity of Parampuja Gurudev towards the environment. And the second thing is that sensitivity which conditions the environment in relation to the divine plan and purpose. One is divine plan, the other is purpose. The purpose is to expand the consciousness. For that he has given us first thing, that is the awakening of the divine qualities in each and every human being. One, that is his sensitivity to the plan. And the other thing is bringing down the heaven on the earth. These two are the points that are to be considered when we are studying the autobiography of Parampuja Gurudev, which points out his sensitivity to the God's plan. These are the important things which we, as a followers of Parampuja Gurudev and as a disciple to his, we are all disciples to a particular individual is one thing, and we are all disciples to a particular plan is more important, and that is another thing. So whether we are following a master or another master, but the plan is this, that is expansion of consciousness and our sensitivity to that plan, which we should bring out. And one should know that mere sensitivity to the plan is of no value unless otherwise it is being implemented on the physical plane in terms of action. So the material sensitivity and spiritual sensitivity both should have our attention. Both should go hand in hand to achieve the required progress of the entire humanity. And this sensitivity means that spirit and soul and body, these three in one, are all we can get through the worship of sun. In the first phase, we find animal soul. Animal soul means a human being will have, a human being always has one soul of his own. He is a soul and he is having a body. But in case of animals, they won't have a soul of their own. A group of animals will have one soul. So, suppose we consider a group of a herd of goats, a herd of lions, a group of, you put it like that, and that entire group will have one soul. Suppose there are trees of particular, suppose palm trees, they will have one soul. All and each and every tree and or each and every animal will not have their own soul. They have a group soul, but an entire group have only one soul. But in case of human, the human being is a soul and he is having a body. That is the second step. In the physical sense, we find animal soul, which is depicting multiplicity. And in the heart of the sun, we have human soul, duality. Duality means Devamu Jivudu, that spirit and soul. Here we find rays coming down to the individual through the sun, and the sun pours down the rays of Neptune to the particular individual who is worshipping him. So when we chant Gayatri, the rays first and foremost thing what we receive from sun is the rays of Neptune. Neptune is the lord of sixth ray, which denotes devotion, bhakti. So we should have, when we are worshipping sun, we should have bhakti, devotion. Devotion towards what? Devotion towards the environment. Devotion towards the surrounding. And devotion towards the people who are around us, who are with us, who are living with us on the entire planet Earth. That is our sensitivity towards the environment. As a Gayatri Sadhaka, we should have a sensitivity towards the environment, towards the individual. And when a person is sensitive to the environment and individuals on this earth, he comes under the influence of Neptune, and his rays are being poured on the particular individual through the heart of the sun. Next comes the divine consciousness that is being achieved by any sadhaka through the grace of the rays of Uranus that are being poured down from the central spiritual sun, called Surya Atma. Surya Atma, the Atma of the sun. All these three, when achieved, gives Advaita, that is I am and the God are one. These words are given by Master Christ, Jesus Christ, like this: I and my Father in the heaven are one. Likewise, anybody who achieves this particular stage of consciousness can say that I am God. God and I am not different, both are one. That is like our Paramapuji Gurudev. When a person responds to the seventh ray influence of Uranus, then his Sahasrara is active and it in turn makes the base center called Mooladhara also active, and both will be related. Otherwise, the Sahasrara is Sahasrara and the Mooladhara is Mooladhara. But in between, when we are responding to the favorable influences or influence of the rays of Neptune, that is Indra, we are responding, our body is responding in these places, that is, one is heart, the other is throat, and other is ajna. So anahata, visuddhi and ajna, heart, throat and ajna are being activated by the sixth ray influence of Neptune when we start doing Gayatri with a sensitivity to the environment, with a sensitivity to the surroundings. These are all given by Paramapuja Gurudev in a beautiful way that one should try to propagate the message of mind, that is Mahakala, Nishkanga Prajñavatara, to all the people. When we have that sensitivity, when we have that devotion towards the work of the Master, when we have devotion towards the work of the Master, Paramapuja Gurudev, then we can never have any rest. We should always think of propagating the message of the Master through the length and breadth of the entire world. For that we can not take any single second rest, because the time is more important for those people who are striving to achieve this purpose of expanding of consciousness and unfoldment of consciousness. All these things happen when we born in Leo, or when we born when the Leo is rising sun, and that Leo individual will have all these qualities in his life. This is a particular sign which is very, very important, and it deals with the fires. Fire means cosmic fire, solar fire and planetary fire. That is Pavaka, Pavamana, Suchi. Pavaka is planetary, Pavamana is solar, and Suchi is cosmic. All these three fires are beautifully depicted in Aries and Leo and in Sagittarius. In Aries it is cosmic. In Aries it is cosmic fire, in Sagittarius it is planetary fire, and in Leo it is solar fire. All these three fires start purifying any individual when he is voluntarily taken an oath to tread the path according to the instructions of the Master. All these put together point out that an individual who knows that there is a plan, an individual who knows that there is a purpose, an individual who knows that he is having that responsibility should have that sensitivity and work to achieve at any cost all these things for the benefit of the entire world. And before that, we should also realize that there is no other go except this. When a person joins in a college willingly, he has to undergo the training that is being given in that particular college or in that university. Likewise, when we are born and when we are having this particular instrument, this body, and when we know that there is a plan, it is our onerous duty to follow. It is our immediate duty to observe, follow, understand, and try to realize, and at the same time serve the humanity according to the purpose, according to the will, according to the wisdom that is being imparted from the Master's wisdom. And it is a clear-cut picture we should have in our mind that we are doing for this purpose. Somebody says, we are doing Gayatri Yajna for what reasons? There is no tangible result as far as Gayatri Japa, as far as Gayatri Yajna, as far as so many other things that Guruji has given to us. So that type of doubt may be in the minds of the people, may be there, though they may not express. They can have this type of doubt, but it can be experimented, it can be, those doubts can be thrashed out, those doubts can be answered when one is having that will to verify. All those doubts can be thrashed out, answered and put to an end when a person has that will to experiment. Will to experiment on what? On whom? On him only, not on any other body. If somebody says that, if some person comes and says, I am Ramakrishna Paramahamsa in one particular incarnation, I am Samadhi Samudgar Ramadas in another incarnation, and I am also the Guruji of so many in the incarnation which is called Kabir Das. In between there are so many incarnations. There is no necessity for them to give some wrong information. There is no information to... There is no... There is no necessity to such persons to bluff any person. So, we should have faith on them. We should have, automatically we get faith on them. And we can experiment on our own. On our own... To know all these things, one should have, first of all, the desire to have knowledge. The desire to acquire knowledge is more important. If we do not have that desire to acquire knowledge, there is no progress. Why knowledge is required? To have some experience. Some experience is required to verify our knowledge. That is an important thing in any individual's life. Next comes, that is being denoted by Taurus, our desire to acquire knowledge. Next comes the expression of experience. Our expression of experience. Suppose somebody performs Gayatri Yajna and he gets results and he wants to express to, he wants to propagate the same to so many people. That is the expression of our experience to justify the knowledge. Suppose I read homeopathy. Suppose because of some particular incident, I might have started studying homeopathy. But after gaining knowledge, if I put in the knowledge into practice and gain some experience, I want to share the same with all people, and thereby I benefit as well as the other person is also benefited. This comes under the influence of Leo. The third comes where experience and knowledge are both put into service. First, any person develops because of his desire to acquire knowledge. For that only, there are Gurukulas in our previous days. In those days, there is no difference between the son of a king or the son of a servant. Both are equally treated and both are equally given the knowledge. So, the only qualification one should have to get knowledge is the desire to have knowledge. When the desire to have knowledge is fulfilled and when it is put into experiment and when a person gets experience out of that knowledge and the same is expressed. Suppose one tries to become an archer like Ekalavya, like Arjuna. You all know what has happened there. That Ekalavya has an intense desire to learn archery, but because of his social status, he is deprived of giving that particular instruction by Dronacharya. But his desire to acquire knowledge not stopped by that particular incident, and Ekalavya started his own sadhana, his own way of getting knowledge, and he showed the same. He expressed his experience by hitting that dog on 7 points on the head without hurting the dog when Arjuna and others are going in a forest. After seeing that only, Dronacharya found Ekalavya is more knowledgeable than Mr. Arjuna, and he got his thumb cut. That is an expression of his experience. And experience and knowledge both are put into service. This is very important thing. So many people may be having so much talent, but they will not come to the public. They will not come to the aid of the public. They keep themselves aloof and happily sitting inside, enjoying their spiritual benefits. In the chapter, 9th chapter, where our Paramapooja Gurudev says he is also under the bad influence of a particular idea, that he can also live happily like any other Baba just by spreading Baba, some nama of divine name to so many people. But that is not correct what he said in his own autobiography. It is not the purpose of his sadhana. The purpose of his sadhana is to change the yuga, change the particular world cycle, and establish new order and bring Nava Yuga, that is Satya Yuga. So these are all the things that are our points of discussion today in esoteric astrology under the heading Leo. Leo is a very, very good sign, and it is a fiery sign, it is a fixed sign, and it is ruled by Sun. So people who are born in July 20th to August 21st are those who are having Leo as their rising sign, that is Lagna. They can also have this particular benefit by doing all these things. Otherwise also anybody can reap the benefits of worshipping Sun, but these people will have more benefit because of their natural affinity to tune themselves to the Sun. Sri Aurobindo, who born on August 15th, he also meditated on Sun. He has his own Gayatri. Just like Gayatri Mantra, he started his own Gayatri, where he started first of all Saraswati as Gayatri. Next, Master CVV, born on August 4th. Master EK, born on August 11th. Madam Blavatsky, born on August 11th. All these famous personalities are all Leo, and the sadhana starts in Leo, individual development, and it culminates in group development, group consciousness. Individual consciousness develops in Leo and culminates in Aquarius, the opposite sign of Leo, where a person comes under the influence of group consciousness and starts group work. That is his attention, major attention, and all this comes to a beautiful point where he becomes a world server. So to become a world server, when we utter Master Jwalakul's invocation, may the group of all world servers, like that, if we utter that world server, we should understand that we should have our own individual consciousness, and we should have knowledge, we should strive to achieve sensitivity to our environment, we should have sensitivity to the plan, we should have sensitivity to the purpose of this particular solar system and try to achieve the same before the appointed time that is being given by so many masters' wisdom, especially by our Parampooja Gurudev. All these things please bear in mind, please keep all these things in your mind, and I think everybody is sensitive to the plan and everybody is sensitive to the issues that are being raised by so many persons on so many platforms throughout the world. But the any issue that can be solved, all these issues can be solved according to our Parampooja Gurudev by just finding out one solution for any problem. If it is solved, that will be the key to solve all other problems, that what he says, and that is only one, that is also comes under the worship of the sun, where a particular individual gets ojas, tejas and varchas. Ojas means that energy in the physical body, and tejas means that energy that is generated in vital body, and the varchas that is generated in the mental body. Ojas, varchas, tejas. All you all know all these three: tejasvi, ojasvi, tejasvi, varchasvi. In the morning meditation given by Parampooja Gurudev, you find ojasvi, tejasvi, varchasvi. When one gets all these three, ojas, tejas and varchas, he is called and a person who is having pratibha, he is having that ability. And our Parampooja Gurudev requires the services of any individual who is having these three in one, that is pratibha. These three means ojas, varchas and tejas, or ojas, tejas and varchas, when combined together, which is called that ability, that is pratibha, and that is mostly required by Parampooja Gurudev to change the scenario of the entire world, to bring the golden era, to bring the new era into the people, to the earth, to the entire solar system. If we do these things, we are also being supported by the masters of wisdom who are also working in Venus, because Sun, our Earth and Venus are closely related. If we do some mischief in our own environment on this Earth, the same is reflected very badly on Venus. If we do some good thing on our Earth, it is beautifully reflected on Venus. So we both are interrelated, just like twins. Our Sun and Venus, Earth and Venus are very much related. And whatever the most, the one important thing is, whatever we do wrong is badly affects Venus. Generally, bad things affect the Venus more than the good things that are being done on this earth. Venus, through Venus, Sanat Kumara, the Lord of the Earth, has come down, and he supervises all the activities of this earth. So he is also being satisfied by our deeds. If we do good things, he is satisfied. If we do bad things, he punishes. All these things we must have in our mind. And keeping all these things, we should try to propagate the ideas, propagate the plan of the master to bring golden age on our earth. May the power of one life pour through the group of all world servants. May the love of one soul characterize the lives of all those who seek to aid the great goods. May I fulfill my part in the one work with self-forgetfulness, harmlessness and right speech. I am connected with all the group of world servers and the masters standing behind. Svasti prayabhya parivala yandhanyayana margena mahim mahimshan bho brahmane bhya subhamastu nityam loka samastha sukhino bhavant loka samastha sukhino bhavant loka samastha sukhino bhavant om shanti shanti shanti.